Number 19, Sterling Jones, and on the far side, number 2, Brandon Stanley.
And we're ready for the second half. Of course, the Lions won the toss and deferred.
Well, back in the kick, high and over end kick will be taken by Norman at the 3. He's across the 10, across the 15. It'll haul down just inside the 20-yard line. 15-yard, almost a 15-yard return.
Lee Ruiz and Chris Stinson in on the tackle for the Vikings.
And Bill, to start the second half for the Lions, they move from left, right to left on the radio dial, from the north, from south to north, will be Nick Lombardo at quarterback. Ball just inside the 20-yard line. Stephen Barker brings the Lions offense to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends. Lombardo in the shotgun. Splits his receivers. One near side, one far side. Nine puts Norman in motion. Takes it to Norman. Keeps it. Rolls right. Looking downfield. Being chased by Stinson. Throws the ball downfield. Oh, off the fingertips of
Gerald
Demps. About the 25-yard line.
Great coverage by Chris Stinson as he came from his defensive end position. He was running down the quarterback, Nick Lombardo. Nick had only one try to make that pass, and of course, Gerald Demps there, and the pass a little bit high. Gerald almost made the interception.
He had put Norman in motion to the far side of the field. He cut back up, and that's where he was trying to get the pass to. It'll be second and 10. Again, he splits his receivers. He brings Mitchell Littleford to the near side. It is Norman to the far side. Now he goes under center. Tight end to the visitor side. We're in a five-man front. Takes a snap. Pitch out to Stanley around the right side. Being chased. They string him out. They'll hit him behind the line of scrimmage. But he will fight his way forward. I think he'll get up to the 20-yard line.
Lee Ruiz trips him up, and Tilden Smith there to plant him into the ground after only no gain. He'll be right back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, actually, a short gain of about half a yard. Third and 9 3/4.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, we'll go with that. Michael Mitchell checks in. That's Henry Harden that's coming out. Geraldo Huerta now checks in. Little Bear comes out. So what they're doing is going with that nickelback.
They bring
3 down linemen and the rest defensive backs. They're looking for a pass.
Littleford near side, Norman far side, Lombardo under center. Tied in to the far side. Norman in motion towards the press box. Lombardo rolls this way, looking to be chased up, throws downfield. Oh, and he finds Littleford wide open at the 35. Ball's on the ground. Will they say it's a fumble, or will they mark him down? Let's see.
They're marking him down. Yeah,
they're marking him down at the 40. That's almost a 20-yard pass play from Lombardo to Littleford. Had Luke Littleford wide open in the zone.
That's that middle screen stuff there in the middle that we mentioned last week were a little concerning against Woodland. And the Lions picked on it in our nickel defense, and they were able to be successful. First and 10 now for the Lions.
Really, Adolfo comes near side. Connor Norman goes far side. Lombardo in, goes under center in the I formation. We're in a five-man front. Norman back towards us. Cuts up field now. Gives it to Ronnie Smith around the right side. And Ronnie Smith will pick up 6, maybe 7 yards, Bill, as he rumbles around the right side.
Yeah, got around that side on the right, and Gerald Dent's able to make the tackle, but not before there was a 7-yard gain.
2nd and 3. They move out to the 47-yard line of the Lions. Ball on the far hash mark. 10 minutes to go here, third quarter. Vikings lead at 15-0. Again, splits his receivers. Adolfo comes near side. Williford far side. Williford back towards us. Takes a snap, gives it to Ronnie Smith right up the middle. He'll be short of, it'll be close to the first down, Bill, as he gets up around the 49-yard line.
Well, from that spot, looks like he's going to get a half yard short. Yep, almost maybe even a whole yard. No, it is short nonetheless. It'll be third and very short. So let's see what the Viking defense does here. That defensive line needs to get tight.
Again, this is the Sabres.
They're going to call a timeout.
Yep. And with that, with 9:11 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 15-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5. Kicks Country.
Back at Martin Stadium, Bill Osborne along with Wes James, where our Vikings lead 15-0 here early in the second half. 9-11 here in the third quarter, and it's third and very short for the Peachtree Ridge Lions after the timeout.
Bill David Dean, head coach of Valdosta State, on the sidelines tonight. Lombardo goes under center. Oh, they move.
Ball start. There we go.
Right tackle. Just leaned forward, couldn't brace himself as he leaned forward,
and that'll,
that'll cost him five.
Put him back 5 yards. And it will be third down and 5.5 now. Lee Ruiz looks over to the sideline to get his defensive calls from Coach Randy Hill.
Gerald Dims. Corey Franklin, Tyler Hunter, and Greg Reed, our defensive backs. Now they bring Goffler near side, Littleford far side, straight eye formation, ball on the far hash mark. Tied into the far side, pulls it out looking to keep the ball, cuts that field. Oh, gets hit at the 50-yard line.
He's going to be first down.
And he was hit, and Henry drove him backwards. Bill, he would not have gotten the first down, but it's going to be awfully, awfully close.
They're marking him right at the 50, and he didn't need to make the 50 to make the first down. So,
nope,
yep, automatic first down.
Yep, we don't even need to look at it. But we hit him at the 49, but he turned. Good job by Lombardo.
That, I'm sorry, Wes, that play for them on that sweep with the quarterback, Keith, has been killer for us. He runs right by some of our defenders as they try to penetrate up. They either don't see him on the fake or they miss it.
Now let's see.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Wes.
Oh, that's just going to be a lot of trouble now.
It's going to get in trouble now.
The officials go down. Tell our band to quit playing. All they do is make the crowd mad.
The crowd gets louder. You thought the band was loud.
Lombardo in the shotgun, takes the snap, pulls out, looking, throws out in the flat, catch made by Stanley. As he calls him to 45, they mark him down at the 40, at our
That's
own
an 8 yard game.
42-yard line. The second and 2 8-yard pass play. Again, Lombardo worldwide getting chased by Chris Stinson.
That was the Telvin Smith that time chasing him. And he just pops it right over him.
The second and 2 from the 42-yard line. 8:25 to go, third quarter. Vikings lead at 15-0. Ball on the near hash mark. And here goes that round crowd again. We bring Swims left in the eye formation. Tied into the far side. Tied in on the virtual side. Goes in the center. We're in a five-man front. Puts Wilford in motion towards their sideline. Gives the ball to Ronnie Smith around the right side. Gets tripped up as he tries to go around the right side. And that is number 8,
yep.
Lee Lewis, who makes the stop as Stanley went around the right side. But it's going to be enough for a first down, I think, Bill.
It's pretty close. He needed to make right on the 40, and the nose of the ball is touching the 40. They're probably going to measure this one. Lee trips him up, but he falls forward for that last 2 yards. They are going to measure this. It's just close enough. Like I said, the 40-yard line is where he needs to make, and I think it's the outside of the 40-yard line, but the nose of the ball is just about dead center of the 40-yard line.
Lee Royce comes over talking to Coach Randy Hill, the defensive coordinator. They stretch it out.
It is. They almost got to stick a credit card between there.
Let's say he's letting Michael Copeland see it as he signals first down.
They're going to give the free ball Copeland over there to show him that, yes, it is a first down, but by only maybe the width of a credit card.
First and 10 from our 40-yard line. 7:56 to go. Here's third quarter. Vikings leading 15-0. Lions moving the ball. They've had it since the quarter began. Lions go in the center. Lombardo puts the man in motion. That's Williford toward the far side. Again, gives it to Ronnie Smith right up the middle, fighting hard across the right side. We'll get 4 yards, but I'm going to tell you what, Those were four hard-fought 4 yards.
It really was, but that offensive line for the Lions opened it up on the right-hand side, and he was able to just plow through for those 4 yards. As far as tackle, that was a host of Vikings, as they say.
Second and five, or second and five and a half, the ball just outside the 35-yard line.
Solo trying to encourage the crowd.
On the far hash mark, Lombardo switches receiver. Goes in the I formation, tied into the press box side. Going from right to left on the radio dial, takes the snap, gives it to the tailback. That's Stanley around the right side. He crosses the 50, and he'll pull him down in the 40, the 35, and he's going down to the 34. But there's a hold against the Lions.
Yeah, Lee Lewis, as he was trying to come over and make the tackle, you saw him get pulled back a little bit. He still made the tackle, but they threw the flag right there.
To back it up 10 yards from there instead of second.
Instead of third and
about five.
Four. Yeah, you want to make it second and about 15.
Take it all the way back to the 46-yard line. So it'll be second and 16. Ball on the near hash mark. Lombardo again switches receiver. Norman comes near the side. Willis is far side. They put Stanley in the slot. Lombardo in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Pulls it out. Looking being chased. Throws out in the flat. Catch made by Stanley. Tries to get away from one man. And he's tackled at the 40-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards.
Marcus Solomon kind of made a split when he made the tackle, and now he's reaching out. I don't know if he's just stretching out that leg or. Yeah, I think he may be just cramping. He's trying to pull his toes back. But boy, he made a quick little split when he made the tackle on Brandon Stanley.
Michael Mitchell will go in the ball game to replace him. We've got an injury timeout.
Yeah, that it definitely is a cramp. You can see Coach Peeplo out there, he's just kind of pushing that foot back. You want to try and stretch that muscle back the other direction. Even us old people get those cramps down in your calves sometimes.
Bill, 6:27 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead at 15-0. But just like the Vikings did in the first quarter, the Lions took the kickoff. They have not given the ball up yet. They've had it for 5.5 minutes here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and right now the defense is still in that bend, don't break kind of mentality. Right now, they've brought it back. They got that 5 yards back. It's 3rd and 10 now. Let's see if our Vikings can stop this here. Marcus Sullivan now, solo, comes off the field.
He'll have to come off for one play before he can go back in.
Well, he may have to sit out a couple. They'll need to get some fluids in him. And
he's jogging. Lombardo in the shotgun, switches receivers. Willifer far side, Norman near side. He's got Stanley again in the shotgun. In the slot on the far side. It is 3rd and 10. Ball at the 40. Drops back, looking. Being chased. Goes the flat. Catch made by Stanley. He's hit after a 2-yard gain. We'll get down to the 38-yard line. The 4th and 4. They give him a 3-yard pickup. Base. 3rd and 7, the ball at the 37-yard line.
The two Michaels on the tackle, Michael Mitchell, Michael Copeland, driving out of bounds.
And will they drop back? Will they go for it from here or punt? Williford back in punt formation. But you never know. Greg Reed back along with Sorry Franklin. Greg Reed standing about the 10-yard line.
And Corey plays a little bit up in case they got a short punt.
The gunner out here on this side is Connor Norman. We've got 5 men. There's the punt.
High punt.
Little pooch. Hits at the 20. Bounces down now to the 15, the 10, and a roll head about the 8-yard line, Bill.
So, again, the Vikings start with very poor field position, but a great punt by the Lions punter. So the Vikings now will take possession of the ball for the first time here in the second half with 6:02. Well, the defense did their job on your first drive of the second half.
Yeah, they did what they do to do. But The Lions held the ball for 5 minutes and 58 seconds before they give it up here in the first quarter. I mean, in the third quarter.
They can hold it all they want as long as they don't score.
Just saw Bubba Brown down on the sidelines. The coach wants to say hello to his mom and dad, Rex and Lucy, listening up in North Carolina. Franklin goes under center. Got a man in motion. And he gives it to Anderson, and he'll pick up about a yard in on the tackle of number 57, Chris Carroll, along with number 73, that's Reginald Turner for the Lions.
You're right. They'll give Anderson about a one-yard gain.
Second and nine. The ball on the near hash mark. Barkley's going from left to right on your radio dial. Here comes Tyler Hunter. There is Howell. And Corey Franklin comes off.
Mayflower Movers Part 2, the return trip. Brady Brantley, Lane Grant, Michael Miller.
Franklin takes a snap. Misdirection, stop, close downfield. That's Tyler Hunter. He's got Gerald Dimps, makes the catch in out of his hands at the 40-yard line.
Gerald, you saw Gerald make the catch, and it kind of rolled out of his hands, almost had a chance to bring it back in. That was Tyler Hunter on the pass, just not able, Gerald not able to bring it back in.
Bill Riddick,
one of the things, too, Wes, that was really the tight end, Jordan Black, was running unopposed down the middle of the field.
Bill, our girls' softball team defeated Etowah 2-0 earlier today, and they just defeated Jones County 6-0.
Great job by the Lowndes Vikings softball.
Third and nine. Hunter goes under center. Got a man in motion, misdirection, and they give it to Greg Reed. Greg gets to the 10-yard line, and he's going nowhere.
Greg was trying. He got through the first line, tried to find something open, couldn't do it, and he ran right into
Tanner Botts, number 51.
Yeah, Tanner Botts. So, again, poor field position. The Vikings not able to get it out of that hole. Hayden Martin set to punt.
Thank you, Marty Rogers, for that update. Said it's just a little cramping on the sidelines. Martin standing back in our end zone. Williford back deep. There's a high, high punt headed toward Williford. He'll field it at the 49.
Ball on the ground.
And when he drops it, he falls across the 50 down to our 49.5, and that's where the Lions will take over with 4:17 to go here in the third quarter.
Wes, I want to comment about Hayden Martin. Last year, Hayden kind of got pushed into that punting role. And Hayden ended up being all-region punter in Region 1. His punts were not pretty, but they had great roles. I'm seeing a completely different level of punting from Hayden Martin. Great punts this year so far.
Receiver far side, receiver near side. Lombardo goes under center, one man in the backfield. That's Stanley. Williford in motion toward the Peachtree side of the field. Drops back, looking downfield, rolls right, stops, looking to be in chase. Throws. Oh, the ball got a catch by Williford. At the 35-yard line.
And he's over the top of Marcus Solomon again, and Marcus couldn't make that jump.
And we've got a flag. I think they're going to get 15 more tacked on from sportsmanlike against our Vikings.
Marcus Solomon tried to go up and make a leap to block that pass, and you saw him go back down right away on that same calf with now old Telvin Smith has got cramps. Number 13, that's Brian Moore checks in. Marcus Solomon has to come back out again.
Let's see what we're going to have. Officials move away from Peachtree sidelines to talk about this.
There is definitely a flag over there, and hard not to go and follow through when it's on that sideline.
Well, I tell you what's not going to hurt, what's not going to help this crew. We're being evaluated tonight, and there's nobody covering the flag.
Okay.
And you're supposed to cover the flag.
Well, I mean, you know, and it's funny how some officiating crews really follow those procedures so tightly, and then you get crews like sometimes that don't do good mechanics. And this really comes down to mechanics.
Officiating crew's done a fairly good job tonight. Let's see what we have here.
There is an official on the ball, but not on the flag.
Nope. It's a loss of down. Personal foul.
Against the Lions.
I thought it was against our Vikings. So mark it all the way back to the 42-yard line.
Dead ball. Does that still equate to a first down?
It came after the play was over.
Oh, no, they're going from... They actually brought the ball back to the 42-yard line. Now they're marking 15 yards off.
All the way back to our, to the Lions' 42-yard line.
And now the down marker has first down. Let's see what... Still a lot of discussion now about placement of the down markers. So they never moved the down markers, but it's still first down and almost, what, 18?
Well, it's either going to be first and 18 or first and second and 18.
But if he did a loss of down, would that make it second down?
Yep.
No, they're moving the – they are moving the yard markers back for the 10 yards. Let's see.
Okay.
But he said loss of down, so let's see what that actually means. Now Coach McPherson would like an explanation of what that's for.
We'll see what's going to happen. They come over and talk to him. It's going to be first and 10 back at the 42-and-a-half-yard line. 4:05 to go to the third quarter. Vikings leading it 16-0.
I tell you what, I'd like to have an explanation.
Marty, see if Marty's on the sidelines down there. Marty, see if you can get us an explanation from one of the coaches about what happened.
Well, I don't know if you can maybe ask a coach this at this time right now because of their involvement in the game, but maybe I'd like to know from an official or maybe some other officials that might know what actually was transpiring here. I will ask some people I know later on, but, you know, that won't help us tonight.
Well, we've got one in the stands where I can get his attention.
Yeah, we talked to Eddie Smith. Maybe we can figure out what went on.
All righty, here comes the Lions, first and 10. High formation, switches, Lombardo switches receivers, we're in a five-man front. Brings Norman in motion towards our side of the field. Gives it to, that is Ronnie Smith, right over the left side. Ronnie will pick up about 3 yards up to the 45-yard line.
That's Henry Harden and Lee Ruiz in on the tackle. In this one. Here we go.
Then Peachtree switches receivers. Lombardo goes under center, tied into our side. We shift our defensive line to the wide side of the field. Throw a screen out to Wilford. Wilford gets about one man, two. Greg Reed runs him out of bounds. But
that's,
I think, he's picked up the first down.
Yeah, he hit Greg Reed head up. And he does pick up it. Well, they're stopping the clock on his out of bounds.
Well, I tell you what, go ahead and get an explanation. Just tell us what happened. We just want to know what the center. Bill's going to see if he can get an understanding about what happened.
Two fouls.
Okay.
A dead ball and two personal fouls basically is what it amounted to.
Okay.
It was after the play. That was not a loss of down, but a dead ball is what he... I really think his mechanics are off.
Yeah, because dead ball is a hand over your head.
Yeah.
Now there is unsportsmanlike against our Vikings. Tack 15 on after that. They'll take that ball all the way down to our 33-yard line.
So about where that pass play would have ended up about three plays ago. So we're at 3:22 now, left in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 15-0.
And Marty just gave us the same explanation.
Gotcha. Two fouls. Thank you to Eddie Smith, Marty Rogers, and anybody else. Thank
and Barter goes under center. High formation. Puts Norman in motion towards the far side. That's not Norman. It is Norman. Gives the ball to Ronnie Smith right up the middle. Smith again, a pickup. Bill, he's picking up 5-6 yards every time he runs over the right side.
Yeah, they really are. They're just driving that fullback right at our defensive line. Their offensive line right now is pushing our defensive line back, and their fullback is driving right through the middle of the hole.
Second and four. Well, she gave a second and five, rather. The ball down at the 28-yard line. We'll look what comes near side. Lombardo in that I formation. Keeps it looking, pulls it down, starts to run. Running behind good blocking, and he'll get down about the 20, He's on the 22-yard line, Bill. He's going to be close to the first down.
Michael Copeland, along with Brian Moore, in on the tackle for the Vikings, but he does pick up, you're right, 5 yards.
2:36 mark of the third quarter.
Actually, no, they're saying that he may be close to a first down. Let's see.
They're going
to
measure it. In the sand. And his missed wife and her sister.
That's it.
Dressed up like it.
Put
a microphone in their hand. Talking. They ask for our jobs.
There we go. They're better looking than we are, so they might take it. We do have a face for radio, though.
Yes, we do. There it is, Bill. I got a first down.
Yep. The Lions are just beating up our defense right now. They're not, again, that bend-don't-break situation. 2:36 here now left in the third quarter. The Lions have just been driving with the ball here. So first and 10 from the 22-yard line.
Here comes Nick Lombardo, the junior quarterback. Ball at the 22-yard line. Near hash mark, tied into the press box side of the field. He sends twin receivers far side. We've got man coverage out there on those guys. I formation. Then he gives it to number 20. That's Chris Crotty. Chris gets it.
And you know who it is? Number 33.
Making going to make me look.
Robert Anderson.
Robert Anderson. He picks up maybe 2.5 yards just inside the 20-yard line. We're inside 2 minutes now here in the third quarter.
Well, that's one of the best hits we've seen tonight from our Vikings. And Anderson just hit him head up, square on.
Williford comes near side. William Duffy goes to far side. In that I formation. Lombardo takes a snap. Pulls it in, pulls it out, Luke calls out to Stanley around the right side. He gets to the 20 where he's hit by Gerald Dent, and he'll dive forward as Dent took his knees out from under, so he'll pick up about a yard.
Now, that's two plays right now that we've seen Vikings hit like we know Vikings can hit. Gerald Dent just came up and hit him square right about the hips and dropped him.
The ball at the 19, the 3rd and 7 from there, Bill. Now we're inside 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Rodolfo and Williford to the far side. Tied into the near side. Vikings in that five-man front, two linebackers. Lombardo under center. Takes a snap. Keeps the ball around the right side. He's in the open field. Just down inside the 10, down to about the 5-6 yard line. It'll be a first down. And he's hurt us all night long on that one play.
That little toss sweep, and because they're looking for the option type pitch, and he's not. And when he doesn't make the pitch, is when he's been the most dangerous.
First and goal at the 7-yard line, Bill. 34 seconds to go here in the third period. Two receivers come near side. Again, Lombardo goes under center, tied into the far side. That I formation. Gives it to Ronnie Smith around the left side. He's got a whole fence ball across the goal line.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Lions.
Just right over the left side, just like they've been doing, picking up those little 4 or 5 yards. Officially, that'll be a 7-yard touchdown run for the Lions.
Edward Hicks on to attempt the extra point. Williford to... Oh, he does just about everything. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 29 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's our Vikings 15. Peachtree Ridge 7 will take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5. Dick Country. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, along with the Oz Man, Wild Bill Osborne. 29 seconds to go here in the third period. Peachtree Ridge on the scoreboard. Vikings 15, the Lions 7. We send Corey Franklin, Greg Reed, Tyler Hunter back deep, Lee Lewis, the short man, along with Marcus Solomon and Darius Howell. Edward Hicks to kick off for the Lions. Ball on the far hash mark. Kicking towards the north end zone.
Wes, do you think they're going to kick it away?
We'll find out. High end over end kick. Reed takes it at the 2, across the 5, the 10, 15, 10 seconds out, 20, 25 is hauled down from behind, across the 27-yard line, and that was number 23 on the tackle, Michael Lampton. And just as Reed had to slow up and cut outside, Lampton caught him from behind.
Just barely, though, by the legs and brought him down.
If he does it, looks like Reed's down the sidelines. First to 10 Vikings from the 27-and-a-half-yard line. Here comes Corey Franklin in with the play. C.J. Moore in a wide receiver.
21 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Right? Miller brings the return trip to the line. C.J. Moore goes to the far side. Franklin under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Anderson right up the middle. Runs into number 51. And I guarantee you, he's not going anywhere. That's Tanner Bott. Bots hit him up high and just wrapped up.
That may be the final play of the third quarter.
I think it is. And with that, we head to the fourth quarter with the Vikings leading 15-7. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lamontine Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Bill, back at Martin Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne, we go to the fourth quarter. Going to be, they gave him 2 yards on the carry. It'd be second and 8. The ball just inside our 30-yard line. Franklin under center. Takes a snap. Drops back. Working. Now that's Tyler Hunter. Pass play to Greg Reed. He's across the 40. Still on his feet.
He did not put his knee down, and they drove him up another 3 more yards on the hit, Wes.
He was at the 40, then the 45. Looked like he was going down. Stayed up. Got hit from behind. And Greg Reed out to the 47-yard line.
Good pass play by our Vikings.
17-yard pass play from Tyler Hunter to Greg Reed. Jordan Black in now. At tight end. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. There comes Miller as he brings the return trip to the line of scrimmage. Got a man in motion. We give it to Anderson right up the middle, and Matt Anderson hit immediately in there as number 8. And again, there's this number 40.
That's Michael Pate and
46.
Eric Odunkor
in the ball game. The second and 9, the ball at the 47-yard line, 48-yard line of our Vikings.
Well, that's one thing that we haven't seen. We'll tell it right after this play. Vikings now bring him up to the line. Hunter at quarterback. Wing back, Greg Reed.
Wait a minute. Whistle's blowing.
Equipment, looks like.
Trying to get his assistant PA announcer trying to get us some updated scores.
Corey Franklin, Greg Reed at wing.
Tyler goes under center. Lions in a 4-man front. And we give it to Corey Franklin. Franklin's hit. There was a face mask that jerked him back. You hear the crowd. It was way, way obvious, but the official.
There's two officials on either side. Neither one threw a flag.
But it gets it down to line territory at the 47-yard line.
Just heard an updated score, 28-7, Brooks over Tift County right now.
Ooh.
Not sure what part of the game they're in.
Third and 4. C.J. Moore comes near side. Tyler Hunter at quarterback. Tight end to the far side. Lions in a 4-man front. Bring a man in motion. Pitch out. Two short. He's across the 45. Fights his way down about the 42-yard line for the first down.
the key to that, Joe, is to get a brownie, eat the brownie, use the bowl.
Bill's giving instructions. Bill Osborne giving instructions to Joe Stubbs on how to eat Chick-fil-A brownies.
Well, what you do is you eat the brownie, you keep the bowl, then put some chicken strips in it, and there you go.
Make
you got a built-in bowl.
Cairo 28, Thomas County Central 6, that's the final. Coffee 10, Thomasville 7.
Wow.
Barron County 20, Lanier 6.
Now back to the Vikings, where we cling to a 15-7 lead.
Ball goes to Green, running outside the cross the 40, hit to the corner. Cuts outside, still on his feet, and he crosses the 30. Down to about the 28-yard line before he's run out of bounds and picks up a first down, Bill.
They give him about a 12-yard gain. I thought he had closer to 15. He did fumble as he fell right there, but the ball fumbled out of bounds. Nonetheless, first down and 10 for our Vikings here. 9:16 left in the fourth quarter, and as I said, the Vikings clinging to that 15-7 lead over the Peachtree Ridge Lions.
Ball at the 28.5-yard line. Jordan Black comes in. Greg Reed comes out. Michael Mitchell in now at wing back. Barry Franklin at quarterback. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on the radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. Thomas Lynch goes to the far side. Franklin under center. Nope, we've got a timeout.
Lions.
Let's see. It is a Lions timeout. With 8:48 to go here in the ball game, and the Vikings leading 16-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You listen to Lounge Five Football on Kicks Country, 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, West James, along with Wild Bill Osborne. Marty, we know you can hear us on the sidelines. As soon as the game's over, you'll get a couple of statements, or get a statement or a couple of remarks from Coach McPherson, and then head up there to the press box and tell us what he had to say after the ball game, if you would please. 8:48 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead it 15-7. It will be first and 10. The ball at the Lion, 28.5-yard line. Tyler Hunter in the ball game now. Franklin, Corey Franklin at one wing back. Jamel Dimps at the other. And Gerald Dimps. Dimps in motion. Hunter takes a snap, drops straight back, looking, goes across the middle. Now Gerald Dimps wide open. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Gerald Dimps. Great catch by Gerald Dimps.
That's a 28-yard touchdown pass.
Mark Willis comes in now to try the extra point. Jackson Dalton to snap, Cole Parker to hold.
There's a snap, ball down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 8:43 to go here in the ball game, Vikings lead it 22-7. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, West James, along with Wild Bill Osborne. Vikings lead it 22-7 with 8:43 to go here in the ball game. Willis set to kick off. Norman back along with Stanley. With Stanley. There's a kick, high and over end kick into the end zone.
That'll be a touchback.
Yep. Lions will take over first and 10 from the 20. You were
I started to look. The Vikings are up 22-7. This has been a heck of a ball game. There is 8:43 left in this ball game. It is not over by any account. And I am starting to see a large number of Lions fans begin to file out of the exits. Now, they're not going in mass, but there are a hefty number. And I tell you what, the Vikings are going to need that fan support all the way throughout the year, and in a game this close, we need the fans behind us. All right, Wes, quarterback for Peachtree Ridge in the shotgun.
Yep, and he keeps the ball on the keeper. Bill Dimps wraps him up as he crosses the 25 up to the 26-yard line.
Six-yard gain.
Bill got a text from Marty Rogers that says, the coaches said during that timeout we were going to score on the first play. That's what the text says.
Well, I hate to prove the prophets wrong.
I'm going to tell you what, Nick Lombardo has been very, that young man has been very, very impressive.
He has
tonight.
Been dangerous. This is one of the better quarterbacks that we've seen in the last couple of years.
Goes under center. Two receivers far side, one near side. Keep the ball again, running with the ball around the left side. Juice one man, two, across the 35, up to about the 36. Don't haul him down, but he gets to the 38-yard line, Bill, and he's got a first down.
Right now, those sweeps that, for some reason, we are not picking up those sweeps. We're trying to pick up the guy who's going to toss to or something, and we're just, I mean, he's running by some of our defenders.
First down out to the 39-yard line.
The Lions have hurt themselves a lot with penalties tonight. Otherwise, they might be even more into this game.
Two receivers near side, one far side. Lombardo goes under center. Five-man front for our Vikings. Takes a snap, throws out to Williford. Williford makes a catch behind the line of scrimmage. Crosses the 40. He'll pick up four, but he's hitting there by Marcus Solomon, Greg Reed, and number 17, Michael Copeland.
The one thing that this defense has demonstrated to me during practices and the game last week against Woodland is the team unity, the defensive unity that this group has. I haven't seen that so much tonight. I really feel like they feel like they're getting beat a little bit. They're doing a good job. They're containing it. It's the bend don't break situation. But they're going to need to rally around each other and really step this up now.
7 minutes to go here in the ball game. Two receivers far side, one near side. Lombardo under center. Drops back, pitches out to Smith around her left side. He cuts the corner. He's got the first down as he crosses the 50. Down into Viking territory, down around the 46-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, it looked like there might have been a hold around the outside, but
picks up 11 yards on the carry.
Yeah, Telvin Smith, as he started to make his break to the side, it looks like he got pulled backwards, but no flag. Nonetheless, a first down for the Lions.
First and 10 from our 46-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go here in the contest. Willie Odafa goes to the far side. He's got Williford in the slot. Back in the I formation, tied into the press box side. Lombardo under center. We're in that four-man, five-man front now. Williford in motion towards us.
Keeper.
Keeps it, pulls it down, starts to run, break the pitch out, and brought the ball back down inside as he crosses the 45 down to about the 42.5-yard line, Bill.
Lee Ruiz had a shot at him, and as he went down to get him around the hips, he just sort of wiggled his hips a little bit and went right by him.
4-yard carry. The second and six. The ball at our 42.5-yard line. Reuben Barker brings the Lions offensive line to the line of scrimmage. Lombardo goes under center now. Again, the tight end to our side. Two receivers far side. Takes a snap, gives it to Ronnie Smith. Cross the left side, got a big hole. Pick up about 5 yards. Bill, as he crosses the 40 down to about the 37-yard line.
He'll be just short of the first down, so it'll bring up third down and really short for them here. Clock continues to run. We're at 5:27 now. As the Vikings have a 22-7 lead.
Lombardo goes under center. Again, two receivers far side. That I formation. Ronnie Smith at fullback. He gives it to Smith. No, pulls it out. Keeps it. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage this time. Will not get the first down.
Michael Copeland said, not on my watch, as he tried to come around the left side.
Robert Anderson also in on the tackle.
Right. Now, that's something we haven't seen so much. He's pulled this to the right so often. This time he goes to the left. And we haven't seen him do that option to the left that often. Now, that's Michael's side, and that may be why you haven't seen it run there.
Fourth and two. The ball at the 37-yard line. And they're going to go for it. Jared Harper comes to our side. One receiver far side. Lombardo goes under center. Takes a snap, pitches out to Ronnie Smith around the right side. We're stretching him out. And he crosses the 35 down to the 30. They run him out of bounds at the 25-yard line, Bill.
Again, right in the middle, it looks like that there's holes. But, again, we're not on the field, so we're not. But you can't take anything away from number 32, Ronnie Smith. He has just run like a madman here.
First down, first and 10 from our 25-yard line.
We don't have sizes on some of these players, but I tell you, number 32, Ronnie Smith, looks to be about 6'2", probably 210 or 20 pounds.
Littleford goes far side. Harper near side. Lombardo sends Harper in motion toward the far side of the field. Takes a snap. Drops back, rolls, looking, goes out in the flats, catches, oh, in and out of the hands of Williford, down around the 15-yard line.
Hunter and Marcus Solomon there in coverage, but he just broke through the middle of the zone, and it was open. Just the throw a little bit too high went right through his hands.
Second and 10 from the 25. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 22-7.
That incomplete pass stops the clock, and it's second and 10 for the Lions. Over on the Viking side of the field at the 25-yard line.
Lombardo brings the play in from the sideline. Can ball them on their hash mark. Tied into the far side. Splits his receivers. Brings Williford near side. Chris Saudi at the fullback. Pitches out to Stanley around the right side. He'll get hit about the 25-yard line. They'll run him out of bounds. They said at the 23, so he'll pick up 2 yards.
Again,
and third and eight from there.
Again, the clock stops running out of bounds. 4:06. You and I and this whole side of the stadium would like that clock to continue to run.
Absolutely.
So third down and a short eight, almost seven.
Got to get down to the 15. Sends two receivers far side. Lombardo pitches out to Stanley around him. Ronnie Smith cuts back inside, gets by one man, two, fights his way across the 15. Bill Hill has a first down, somewhere down around the 12, 13-yard line.
Again, the offensive linemen for the Lions are trapping our defensive linemen. And that's why I said they look like holes, but there's no hands. The hands are inside, and that's really what the officials are going to call. When the hands get outside the frame of the shoulder pad, that's when you're going to get the hold. They're just doing a great job actually trapping those defensive linemen and pushing them out of the way.
First and 10 at the 13-yard line, ball in the middle of the field. Lombardo sends two receivers far side. Tied into the near side. He is in the I formation. Puts the man in motion towards us. That's Harper. Gives the ball. Nope. Gives the ball to Ronnie Smith up the middle.
Got a false start, I think.
Yep. I think we're going to have a false illegal shift against the.
I want to say the tackle moved, but I couldn't tell. You might hear some in the background. Some of the coaches talking about there really have been what it looks like some movement, but the officiating crew has not called some of it. This one they do. That'll move them back. And it will be first and 15.
Ball all the way back to the 18-yard line. Lombardo, under center, keeps one man in the backfield with him. Switches receivers, brings a man in motion towards us. That's Harper, drops back, rolls right, looking, being chased, goes towards the end zone, got a man wide open, and overthrows Norman. That's number 24, Jared Harper, in the end zone, all by himself in the corner of the end zone, and overthrows him, Bill.
Yeah, Michael Copeland, the linebacker, has to get out there on coverage along with Gerald Demps. But you're right, in the corner of the end zone there, almost to the back of the end zone, the throw just over the head, and that'll bring up second and 15 now for the Lions.
Ball still in the middle of the field. Lions going from left to right on your radio dial. 3:17 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 22-7. Lombardo has one man. That's Chris Saudi. Moves it from one side to the other. Still one man in the backfield. That's Stanley, drops back looking. Throws across. The catch made by Saudi as he crosses the 15-yard line. He'll pick up. He's back almost to the original line of scrimmage, Bill.
And Michael Mitchell, there's the meet him as soon as he makes the catch. And he'll put him down there at, like you say, the original line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third down and 10. Our clock continues to run now under 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 54 seconds.
You know they're in two-down territory here. Gerald Demps comes out. So You saw his brother play last night.
That's not his brother.
Not even his cousin.
He's not even his cousin. They're not even related.
You can say that.
Gerald Dimp, of course, at Carson Newman. They lost to North Alabama last night.
Lions and two receivers near side. Lombardo under center, rolls right looking. Again, lob pass toward the end zone. Waterford goes up. Intercepted in the end zone. That's Greg Reed with an interception in the end zone for a touchback and straight with a touchdown.
Wow. Greg Reed gets another interception. That's two on the year. We didn't talk about this last week. But Greg Reed with that interception last week is the leading career interceptions for Lyon High School. He passed Jamel Dimps. Jamel had 17 in his career here at Lyon High School. The interception last week by Greg Reed made 18, and now that's 19. So we dodge a bullet, 22-7. Our Vikings lead now under 2 minutes, a minute and 59 seconds left in the ballgame. The officials have got some discussion going on here, Wes.
Yep.
Not sure what it has to do with.
I kind of got an idea of what it is, so I'm going to wait and see. First and 10 Vikings, the ball at the 20-yard line.
I don't see a flag anywhere, do you?
No, but they got, let's see what they're fixing to do.
Maybe a sideline warning? Or?
Nope. Let's see. Bill, they're going to put some time back on the clock.
You can see them trying to tell the clock operator what to do. And they do 2:11. They continue to let the clock run when they wave their hands, maybe.
Yep. After the touchdown.
Or the touchdown.
Jordan Black's dad down there. He's all smiling.
Yeah. Well, a few minutes ago, he wasn't smiling, I promise you. There's a lot of fans weren't really smiling about a minute and a half ago.
2:11 on the clock. Lions in a three-man front. We give the ball to Jay Brady. He's across the 30, to 25 to 30. He's close to a first down, Bill.
Gerald Dimps just around the left side. Nothing fancy. It is a first down.
Bill, one of our offensive linemen, reaches down and grabs Peachtree Ridge player by the jersey and says, "Hey, get off of my man laying down there." Clock running now, under 2 minutes to go.
Well, this is the time where you've got the game in the hand now, and you need to maintain composure.
Inside 2 minutes, Vikings leading 22-7. Vikings will go to 2-0 on the year. Peachtree Ridge to drop to 0-2 with Ware County coming up next week. Franklin takes a snap, gives it to Gerald Reed, bounces outside, cuts the corners across the 30, tries to come back inside, will get find his way back to about the 35-yard line, pick up of about 2.5.
Gerald Dimps, Greg Reed.
What did I just say?
First of all, the first last time it was Gerald Reed, and then you just called him Greg Dimps.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I better quit correcting you, though.
Yeah, you'll get talked about.
That's okay.
You ever think I do that just so you have something?
Yeah, you probably do. You probably do it just on purpose. Believe me, I make my share of mistakes, too. Under a minute now, 56 seconds as the clock continues to run.
Greg Reed comes to the sideline. Tyler Hunter in at quarterback. Lions in the three-man front. Under 1 minute to go now. Give the ball to... Oh, it's on the ground. We may have lost the football, Bill. We may have lost the football, and we do. He gives the ball to...
Looks like 25, Michael Mitchell.
And as Michael Mitchell was going down, the Lions player, I couldn't see his number, reaches in and pulls the ball out as he's going to the ground. So it'll be Lions football, first and 10 from our 39-yard line.
Of course, all the Vikings are pointing at the turf, like the turf caused the fumble. It's down, but... to no avail.
So if he took the ball away from him as he was going down.
Okay.
First and 10 Lions at our 39-yard line. 40 seconds to go in the ball game.
Let's see if they put the ball in the air. They're going to call a timeout, Wes. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll be back here for the last 40 seconds of the game. You're listening to Lyon High Football on Kicks Country 99.5.
Back in Marcus Stadium, Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, 22-7. 40 seconds to go here, Bill.
Wes, we're just about at the end of the game, and I know that there's a couple fans listening at home. Chuck Pearson, who was in the hospital last week, is probably at home listening if his wife hadn't turned the radio off by now, because didn't want his blood pressure getting up. But this game has been a nail-biter. Chuck, I hope you're doing better. I didn't see you at the stadium, so I'm figuring you're at home listening on the radio.
Lombardo in the shotgun. Remind everybody the Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. There's the snap. Shotgun looks, throws out in the flats. Catch in and out of the hands of Willie Adolfo. Bill, is Coaches Show at 7 o'clock. And at Loco's Grill and whatever it is, they, I tell you what.
And I tell you, fans, get out and come see the show live. It, you miss something when you see it, when, you, when you're just listening on the radio. We appreciate it. But come see it live. It is a blast. They got great food at Loco's, and you get to see so many coaches, and a lot of times the trainers, all kinds of stuff. So get out there on Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. In the shotgun, the snap. Open that. There's a pass up in the air, knocked away. Three or four defenders for the Vikings trying to get their hands on it. The ball was knocked away by number three. And that is Darius Howell, who knocked the ball up into the air. Now, there's a player down for the Lions. I'll try to get a number. Is that 21?
I think so.
21
on the ground.
Yep.
That's Mitchell Williford.
But Darius Howell tipped the ball, and then it got up into the air, and two or three other Vikings tried to get their hands on it, and they sandwiched number 21, Mitchell Williford, while he was up in the air trying to make the catch as well.
But I want to remind you, if you can't be at Loco's Tuesday night, you can listen right here on Kicks Country 99.5, and you can listen via the Internet.
Right. Just go to www.995kickscountry. That's K-I-X country.fm. Or you can just go to www.thevikingvoice.com. Click on the Kicks Country logo, and it'll take you right to the listen here. Stop by thevikingvoice.com. A couple hours later from now, we'll have game-ending stats. We'll have individual stats by the first part of the week from this game. You can always go back and look at Woodland as well. Stop by thevikingvoice.com.
Third and 10, two receivers near side, one far side, two guys in the backfield with Lombardo in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops straight back, looks, those out in the flat.
Yep.
Oh, ball. He tried to get it to Lonnie Smith, but the ball was tipped by number 37.
Got to get this thing out here. Brandon Fox. Brandon, you know he can get up. We yep. see him in the basketball season. Brandon has got one of the better slam dunks of our Lounge High Viking basketball team.
It's good to see him. See him on the football team.
Yep.
Fourth and 10, 24 seconds to go.
They're in that nickel defense, and that puts him at a defensive end position.
Lombardo. Oops, there's flags.
Fourth down.
Illegal procedure.
I spoke with a friend of mine who happens to be a relative who is also an official. Who kind of gave me a heads up that this crew likes to throw the flag on motion. And I think they have lived up to that tonight.
You should have told us that at the beginning of the ball game.
I didn't want to jinx it, and maybe they proved me wrong. But
two receivers near side, two far side. Lombardo in the shotgun. We jump. Oh! Going to give him those 5 yards right back. I'd like to thank all the Peachtree Ridge folks who listen to via the Internet. You've got a very fine football team.
Right. I want to remind everybody, too, our listeners, you can catch this game again and listen to the replay at www.lhsvikingsfootball.com and click on the radio archives section.
Well, man, in, they had a man in motion move right before the snap.
Folks, we are at 22 seconds in this ball game, and the last three attempts at a play have been a penalty.
And that was Ronnie Smith. And had he moved sideways or backwards, it would have been one thing, but he moved toward the line of scrimmage, so they threw the flag.
Well, no, he moved to simulate the play. That's all you have to do, even at that end position. Actually, no, he's covered up by the split end, so he
could. It was the running back that moved, though. There's a snap, drops back, looks, throws deep. Greg Reed with a second interception. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, down the sidelines, the 30, the 40. Just one man jumps over and jumps out of...
Steps out of bounds right there.
Steps out of bounds at the 43-yard line. He intercepted it down about. There's a flag on the play.
But Greg Reed gets another interception tonight, number 20 on the season. That flag will be on the run back, I'm sure.
20 on the season.
20 on his career, I'm sorry. I said season. I'm three on the season.
He intercepted the ball at the 5, returned it all the way back to the 42-yard line.
We'll see what the flag is. There, now somebody finally goes back and covers the flag. I had not noticed that. This crew's not covered the flag well.
Wait a minute. I called a personal foul. Okay. Okay, we've got a personal foul against Peachtree Ridge, Bill.
Well, you're going to see victory formation here.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to mark it down to the 28-yard line.
And this game's going to end 22-7, a extremely hard-fought football game by both teams tonight. The Vikings coming out on top thanks to a couple really good runs by some key players.
Robert Anderson.
And now let's see what we got going on here. Coaches for Peachtree Ridge is out on the field. Well, nothing's going to change here. We're going to put the ball in play here, take a knee, Tyler Hunter at quarterback. Now, he's put it in the, well, the chains have not moved.
Now they're moving the chains.
Okay.
We will be in the victory formation.
Now he blows the whistle to start play.
Takes the snap. Kneels down. That's the ball game. And Vikings win 52-7 here at Martin Stadium. They go to 2-0 on the year. Peachtree Ridge drops to 0-2. Let's take a two-minute break and come back. We'll talk a little bit about this one. You're listening to Lounge Night Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.